marking the final stage of regeneration of what was once an old rubbish tip. Supermarkets already opened at Broadmeadow on the edge of the town, providing £8 million, which has been paid in to decontaminate the land, build a new sports centre, now a new industrial estate. Sophie Pierce, never stops working, that woman, is there and has been to meet one of the first tenants.
Well, I'm here in this warehouse in Newton Abbot, and it is stuffed to the gills with containers and boxes and lots of what I'd call widgets. Things like sort of like little bolts and nails and all sorts. And I'm with Helen, who's from Door Stuff. Now, you're architectural ironmongers. What is that?
Well, architectural ironmongery, it basically is anything that goes on a door. So traditionally, we were working with the architect and the contractor, laying out plans and saying, this is your fire escape door, this is your bathroom doors and what locks and latches you need. But also, it's just supplying door closers and panic hardware and stuff, sliding door gear, all that stuff to the public.
So these, for example, that I've picked out here, what's that?
That's a BNL 10. You can repair your old wardrobe sliding door gear with that.
Very technical term there, BNL 10. So you're going to be moving into this new industrial units in Tynemouth.
Right.
Why?
Well, it will give us lots more space. It's about three times the size that we are at the moment. And at the moment, we are just, as you say, stuffed to the gills with stuff. We've got product ranges that we want to move into, and we just can't because we haven't got the space. So this will give us the space. It'll also give us a lot more office space, so we can expand the number of people that we've got working here.
So you've been looking for a while, haven't you, for somewhere to move to?
We have, yes, and it's been very difficult. We happened upon this place because the architect and contractor had got us supplying the door handles and latches and locks and stuff at the place, and the boss from here drove and made a delivery and saw the site, and he thought, wow, this would be fantastic for us.
So just seeing it in the wider picture of the local economy, is this actually enabling you to grow your business?
Absolutely, and that is the plan. Just in the amount of stock that we can hold, I mean, we do believe that we've got to have the things that we're selling in stock. There's no point in putting it on your website and saying, you know, this, but it's 6 weeks or it's whatever. We stock stuff which is 6 metres long for huge sliding door projects. And if you order before noon, you can get it the next day. In order to be able to provide that kind of service, you have to have the stock in your premises ready to go. 4 years ago, we were in Paignton and we had a little tiny shop, and there were three of us in the office. Now we trebled our space when we came here, and we're doing it again. And we're advertising for an apprentice to start with us. We've already taken on somebody this year. I just think we will be taking on more people as we go.
That's terrific. Sophie Pierce reporting at, 22 minutes to 8. Front page of the Western Morning News this morning. Fleet of new trains is to replace the ageing British Rail 125s running between London and Devon and Cornwall by the end of 2018. Now, on the line is Claire Perry, the Rail Minister. Good morning, Ms. Perry.
Good morning, Simon.
Thank you so much for taking the call. Tell us the good news first.
The good news is it's a four-year deal with many more seats for passengers across the southwest, of which I'm one. New trains, new services connecting up different places, and better onboard and station facilities for passengers, like station improvements right across the board and free Wi-Fi for everybody.
On First Great Western, free Wi-Fi?
Free Wi-Fi. They were one of the first people to roll it out, and that is happening right across the fleet, including the existing trains, never mind the new ones, plus lots of station improvements happening, particularly down in the far southwest.
First Great Western is one thing. The station improvements, presumably a rail track or whatever that is.
No, they're also putting some money in themselves. So they're putting in about £36 million for various sorts of improvements. And then Network Rail, Simon is the word for it, is also putting...
I beg your pardon, yes. Sorry, I was speaking of the dark years. I'm sorry.
But also be aware that, you know, this line, this main line, if you like, coming out from Paddington is one of the huge Network Rail projects, almost £8 billion of electrification work, which means those faster trains can run, those electric trains, and those bimodal trains crucially can run.
Boringly, I'm going to ask you about those awful Pacer style, you know, the commuter trains.
Yes.
What's happening to them?
Well, the good news is the Pacers are going completely off the network in the north, and I think there is a cascade, is the rail term for this. So as electrification happens, it frees